Welcome to Bureaucracy Now. I am your substitute host, Jim Burke, and I'm in for Taylor Clark today because he's on Whidbey Island and the ferries have had a problem this morning with fog. I'm here with my co-host, John Morrow, and with, Keith Darroch.
Welcome, Keith.
Thanks.
All right.
So Jim, thank you. You didn't know you were doing this when you woke up this morning.
No, I didn't. It's been a busy morning.
Yeah.
I recorded the news for Derek because he's sick.
Oh.
And then I also had an interview with amazing kids from KCPT who are doing this thing called Airness, which is opening a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great. And their mentors that joined them were also great. And we had a great time. And I interviewed them for Attention Please, which will air a week from Monday.
Hmm.
But today, one of the things we're here to talk about is the third occasional surf culture on the Strait of Juan de Fuca and the Salish Sea event, which is music, local surf art, and stories, Port Townsend Public Library, 1220 Lawrence Street, Friday, June 30th, a week from tomorrow.
So Jim, I know that this is not your first rodeo, so I don't need to treat you like a substitute teacher, but you identified yourself as such with the word substitute. So
I did.
I might remind you, let's let listeners understand who Keith is. Of course, this whole town probably knows him, but...
And I got to interrupt you for a second, because I'm not sure if I remembered in all this hubbub if I said, this is KPTZ in Port Townsend, although I think there was a recorded announcement before this.
It's true. Believe your ears.
And also, speaking of our listeners, they can also write in to dj@kptz.org.
They can also get excited for this event on Friday, Friday the 30th of June at 6 p.m. that Keith Darroch, who's a librarian and a manager at our local beloved library, is here to speak to us about. So, Keith, welcome. Get us excited about this event.
Yeah, totally. Thanks, John. So it's a surfing event focused on art. This is why I say third occasional. So over the course of the last 10 years, this is the third one. So they kind of randomly happen. We talk about it, and then we put it together, and it's all local artists who are surfers. People you probably know, like Jesse Joshua Watson, Tim Nolan, Irwin Dent, Christian Coxon, to name a few. Stephen Davis is going to be there. So these are all folks that are surfers, you know, probably first. Well, I don't know which came first, the art or the surf. That's a good question. I don't know. But definitely there
surfing
are.
Surfing is art, unless it's me.
It's fully
and
it's
occasional.
So
I just want to say that's kind of like the event at the North Shore of Oahu, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because they can't do that every. The big wave contest can't be every year.
No. Actually, that one you're thinking of is like sometimes it happens once in a decade.
Wow.
Because the waves have to be like 30 plus feet, you know,
crazy.
By Hawaiian standards, which is huge. It's like 50 feet by our standards over here.
We haven't seen one of those since about 1700, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. Not around, yeah.
If we see a wave that big, we better go for higher ground.
That's right. Yep.
So, yeah, this is going to be, so there's going to be some great art. There's going to be some food, some drinks, non-alcoholic, of course, and a little classical music. I think we're going to have in the background. So sort of a pop-up gallery opening upstairs in the Carnegie Reading Room. Beautiful space. I think one of my friends has got an RV that's got some really cool local surf art by Todd Fisher on it. I think we're going to probably park that in front.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I could come up with. I was looking for a Woody with some boards on it, but I came up with an old RV with a painting on the side of it. That's Tim's, Chimicum Tim. So yeah, all the surfers have kind of like these like nicknames, you know, that go off of. But Irwin Dent, I just want to, he's going to be on the radio tomorrow night with Barney Burke. Barney does this blues show.
Mm-hmm.
I think Irwin's a character. I would tune in for that just because if you haven't experienced Irwin, you need to experience Irwin. He'll be at the show. He doesn't have a library voice. It's all, everything, the volume's always loud. he did the poster though.
It's a good looking poster.
Is that from being around the surf all the time?
No, I think it's construction background.
Yeah.
He's a house painter.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I gave him some old hearing aids of my dad's. And so sometimes he wears those and that helps a little bit tone it down. But yeah, up at the library, I mean, things are good. We do some pretty interesting stuff up there. you know, when I get a chance.
I really love those too, because, like, you know, libraries always thinking outside the box, not just occasionally. And this is a great example, for me at least, of the eclectic nature of what's on offer at our local public library. That is pretty unique for a town of our size. Mm-hmm. And is also the talent. And without, you know, outing Keith too much here, just, you know, as someone who appreciates and occasionally surfs, it's such a cool fusion of your technical, you know, skilled ability as a professional in library science and your personal passion. So this event, I mean, can we just say this is a lot of investment from you in getting this to happen at the library, I should say.
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair. Yeah, I never really thought of myself being a librarian growing up on the Oregon coast, but I definitely, you know, it came together, and I happen to live in Port Townsend, and it's an amazing place to be a librarian and work for the city. So it's a pretty cool, yeah, overall. I mean, makes work, and when you can combine that with work, it's pretty amazing.
Now, because of possibly all the surfing and activity, and I know you're also a runner and do many other things, it doesn't appear that you've been working for the city for quite a long time. Can you remind listeners how long you've been with the city of Port Townsend?
It's kind of amazing. I think 15 years, which is wild, yeah.
It is wild.
Time goes by.
We're 15 years lucky.
Going for 20, for sure.
Fantastic. Those will start. And John, did you say you occasionally surf?
Oh, no. I learned in New Zealand. Uh-huh. And I got good enough to have fun.
Oh, wow.
But not...
So you could get up and you could ride.
Yeah, I can get up and ride, get smashed half the time. I mean, the wave size and power there was quite extraordinary. Like, I learned at a beach that the waves were, on average, probably 10 feet plus every day.
Oh, wow.
So it was just kind of a lot of power, and it's a humbling place to learn. But it's fun to kind of occasionally have a conversation with Keith about surfing as if I know what I'm talking about, because I really don't.
My surfing is basically when I was a kid, I would walk down the school bus aisle before my stop, sort of sideways, and pretend I was riding a board.
That's good.
You know, and step and step and step and step.
Yeah.
And try to hang 10 at the edge of the steps before going off.
I was taught. You
know, but I never actually learned how to surf. I wish I had.
In Maine, I learned body surfing from my dad.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of something that I've done. Kind of, it's not the same thing. But
No. And it doesn't involve getting up, which is good for me.
It does involve occasionally doing cartwheels.
Well, most people start out body surfing, I bet. Yeah. Like, I think when they're kids, they like play in the waves and they put the board or body surf, and then they move on to that. I mean, surfing up here in Washington is brutal, though. It's just super cold. It's so fickle.
You need
a
5 millimeter wetsuit or something?
Yeah, 5-6 millimeter wetsuit, hood, booties, gloves. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, actually. But they're still...
And yet people continue.
Yeah. People do it. There's passion around it.
Yeah. Do you still do that here?
Yeah.
So you suit up and you go.
Suit up, yeah. Mm. Put the suit on. You always have to have the suit on.
Yeah. Where do you catch them?
Oh, you know, we generally don't talk about that, but I just say, you know, out towards the coast.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Out,
yeah. Okay.
Near the water, Jim.
Near the water. Yeah. Out further.
Lake Crescent.
Far away. Lake Crescent's great. Yeah. Lake Crescent can be amazing.
When there's a good wind, Lake Crescent.
Yeah, whip it up. Man, south.
Just a big swell on Katai.
Katai. Yeah. Prime for a wave pool.
It's cool. I mean, you know, if you were Taylor Clark listening right now and not here, hi Taylor, and now the Whidbey side, you know, when you take that ferry crossing, you look over the other side. You know, I've seen folks over surfing some good swell on the other side,
Like by the Fort Casey or
actually further up toward EB, Fort EB,
and these,
some really kind of unusual rips there. And I mean, the thing I think about is, man, it's quite dangerous from a newcomer's perspective to surfing, of just what's happening in the water with the currents, the temperature, the rocks. It's kind of full on. So
yeah, crazy. it's something. I mean, I just love it. You know, I grew up running, like, you know, with John's an avid runner, and I still run. But the connection, the surfing, is there's something like there's this next level experience with it. It's very consuming. So
yeah, I'll watch the movies on TV and listen to the Beach Boys and so on. But it's so weird. It's like, it's kind of part of my soul, but I've never learned to do it, to actually stand up on a board and go. And John knows that, you know, I walk around with a stick. It's probably not going to happen in my lifetime, but I still dig watching it. It's so great.
I mean, that's the beauty of an event like this, where the public library is making accessible surf culture and art for anybody who can get there on the 30th of June at 6 p.m.
Yeah. We're going to start at 6. It'll probably run for 2 or 3 hours. Uh-huh. Just drop in. It's pretty casual. You know, it'll be, like I said, an art, like more of a gallery opening. We'll maybe have some readings depending on who shows up. A few people have messaged me just this last couple of days that are going to jump in and join us. So
yeah,
it'll be just like, yeah, it'll be a pop-up event. We're going to end it that evening. We're not going to leave the art up. So
that's great.
It should be great. We have a couple other programs just really quickly.
Ooh, sure.
I know Emily was on. She was talking about the summer reading a couple weeks ago. That summer reading kickoff is Saturday up at the library. The Unexpected Brass Band's going to be there.
This coming Saturday.
Yeah. For the summer reading. Yeah. More kids centric. Mm-hmm. But if you want to catch some music there and get some cupcakes, I know I heard about some cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
That, yeah, cupcakes are good. But a couple other more I wouldn't say adult centric, but I mean it would be more interesting to adults that are going to come up. We've got another one July 6th at 7 p.m. at the library with a local author and botanist, Fred Weinman. You probably have met Fred. Mm-hmm. He's big in the native plant scene. He just had a really cool book that came out on the plants of the Old Fort Townsend State Park area. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. And so I saw the book. I was like, hey, do you want to do a talk at the library? And he was promptly said yes. So if you want to learn about the local plants in our right really close to town, and Old Fort Townsend is an amazing trail system. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys have checked it out.
Yeah,
I'm sure John's run on it. It's a nice one.
It's lovely.
So that one's coming up. And then another one in July 18th is, it's going to be called Recovering the Life Story of a Neapolitan Mandolin that Toured the Klondike.
Wow.
It's kind of an interesting one. So this fellow, he's an art history professor in Connecticut. He reached out to me and apparently he found this, he's a musician as well, and he found this mandolin. Then he's going to tell the story of this mandolin that goes, I think it dates back 1800s, 1700s, and he's traced the history of this mandolin, where it's been all over the world. Huh. And so he's going to talk about that. It's kind of an interesting program. That's going to be at the library on the 18th, 5:30 start time.
And Keith, I mean, it's something for everybody. Where would you find this information unless you have a audio memory?
Library's website. Just check the website, and there's a calendar there, and then we've got a little scroller on the front page.
ptpubliclibrary.org.
Org.
Mm-hmm.
Not gov. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Summer's really busy. Like, in the last 2 days, I always try to bring up my daughter, because I can't help that. I'm a dad, and so is Keith, and it's kind of part of our life. But the last 2 days in a row, I was like, how's your day today? I went to the library. That was like the answer. I was like really excited. I was making stuff, and Dad, I checked out 9 books. I've got 2 or 3 down already.
Wow. You know?
So it's such a great
shirt pretty soon here.
She did collect the book after the 10 hours, I think it is, and she's working
on
the rest.
Book, and then you get 50 hours for the shirt for kids, 100 hours for adults, and they get a, every year we do a shirt by a local artist. This year it was one of the staff did the image. Mm-hmm. So we always do our local artists have our do the design for the shirt. So
that's cool. Great. Summer reading is on.
And of course, school is out for summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Hence, library being this great place, not just to kind of keep kids in the learning mode and craft mode, but, you know, it's also...
It's pretty vibrant.
It's a vibrant gathering place where people of all ages can, come together.
Yeah, and learn about stuff.
We're lucky to have really good libraries in this community. I mean, the city library, and then out in the county, we've got a great library. Yeah. And then just up over in Squim, North Olympic, Port Angeles, amazing libraries.
It really is. It really is. Super good cool. Summertime thing for everybody listening. You can
get
a book, get a program.
It sort of snuck up on me yesterday, and now it's suddenly summer.
Mm. And if you're listening to this show or KPTZ generally, you might listening to things, and you could also find audiobooks at the library.
Right.
I mean, you could find, I always like to say, you could find bear canisters at the library or telescopes at the library. Yeah. I mean, there's kind of a lot more than you'd imagine.
I didn't know you could check out bear canisters telescopes till you told me, John.
Yeah,
bear canisters are actually quite popular.
Just a month ago.
It's one of our unusual items collection. And I think that was one of the first things I got when I started it. And they're like booked out all summer. And so we have a full set of camping gear. You can check out a tent or a cook stove, that kind of stuff. Snowshoes.
It's kind of like your local REI, but you don't have to pay rent.
It's kind of the same, It's the same concept. You know, actually, speaking of, we just started a new music collection. We have a new staff member, Anthony, and he had this idea to try to get a little more local music collection. So we're going to do a just started a Pacific Northwest collection and then a Jefferson County collection. So the aim is really to have all the music that's produced here locally in Jefferson County, like have a CD of it so you can check out the library. Oh, so it's kind of become an archive for that. So we've started it and people are starting to donate some things. So if you want to, if any local musicians out there want to drop off a CD to the library, I'll catalog it personally and we'll put it in that collection and it'll be, you know, it'll be there as long as we can keep it. You know,
that's fantastic.
This is cool.
There's a lot of music coming out of this.
We were just talking about this at a staff meeting yesterday because we have all these CDs out here in our library, and we're moving to another space soon, really soon. And we're talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of local musicians, you know, have left their CDs here. Wow. And we want to actually sort of have a separate section for them so that when they come in, we can play their stuff. Or also, even if they're not in, we can remind everybody, hey, there's a lot of really great musicians around this town and around Jefferson County generally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you have extra copies you want to drop by the library, we'll catalog them and you can check them out. It's a free resource. It's a really great way.
Cool.
It's main purpose of our library.
I'm not sure who's spearheading the effort to move our music library. I'm looking at it now and I'm going, oh, no.
It's a lot. You have a great archive.
There's a lot of the DJs check out CDs from the library. Mm. They have we have a special limit for the CDs, the DJs they can check out. Whatever.
A special?
There's like no limit, I think. Okay.
Where the amount. No limit. That's nice. No limit. That's nice.
Yeah, it's the checkout, but you can never leave archive.
you mean the Hotel California?
I was kind of alluding to that.
That was really good. It's a good summer song, too.
It is. Yeah, so get out to the library, get to this program on the 30th, or any of the others that Keith has shared today, or find it on the website. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. And likewise, there's a lot going on this evening. I could speak to that later.
I was going to mention this
to
you, John.
Please, remind me what I'm supposed to be doing later this evening.
Tonight is one of the last chances to speak your piece on the future of the Port Townsend Golf Course. Mm. The City of Port Townsend will host public open house number 3 for the Port Townsend Golf Course at Mountain View Commons concept planning effort. Tonight, from 5 until 7 at Fort Worden Commons, 210 Battery Way. And the meeting will summarize public feedback received to date, share the final 2 design concepts, because they're down to 2 now, host a community conversation and discussion about priorities and desired next steps. Mm. And then it will be the final open house of the concept planning effort, and an online version will be next Monday from 4 until 5:30, and the community engagement process will culminate with a Port Townsend City Council vote on a new site plan on Monday, July 18th at 6 p.m.
17th.
Did I say 18th?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it's 17th.
No, it says 17th right in front of me.
Good. Just making sure.
Here's a brain problem. cityofpt.us/engagept. You can go and find out more. And also, I want to mention that the PT leader had an article on the front page yesterday, and it says that remaking the city course into a central park would cost an estimated $5.25 million. And then there are other options that would cost less. And some of these things would happen over 10 years, 11 years, or 22 years, so that would include getting grants and other funds.
Let's break that down a little bit. So so the headline is clickbait, let's just be honest.
Yes.
It's a big number.
Of course. They put the worst, biggest number on there.
Well, that's how to get people's attention and assume that we're all going to have to cough up for it. The main, you can come this evening to learn more.
Yes.
But the funding model is really predicated on state recreation conservation office funding, of which the city does have to match. I think it's 35% or 30%. But actually, we're eligible for, I think it's $500,000 every couple of years.
Oh, wow.
Particularly for new park improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yes, each comes with a price tag.
Yep.
And, you know, it would be foolish for me to say it'll just happen and it'll be free, you know, because there is a city contribution to that. But the phasing is really reflective of both what seems to be the desire to not suddenly make an abrupt shift, at least by a lot of folks who have been part of the process,
right,
and to, you know, really partake in that funding stream from the state. much right. like we do with yeah. roads, much like we right. do with housing,
sure.
so that we could actually maximize the impact here. So if you want to know more, there's a lot on the website, but you can come tonight. And yeah. I think another, aside from, you know, childcare, which we've integrated now into outreach and mm-hmm. engagement, so we can, you know, increase.
Oh, I didn't mention that.
I mean, it's great. And the YMCA earlier, deserves yeah. a huge shout out for that.
Absolutely.
They've been awesome. You know, and Fort Worden Hospitality for providing great hospitality.
And speaking of Fort Worden Hospitality, mm. the Guardhouse is yeah. now open
yes.
Thursday through Saturday, or Thursday through Sunday, I think. Mm. See, I read this earlier. I should know this. But anyway, it's open. The Guardhouse is reopened, and they're going to have food and drinks there from 3:30 onward this afternoon and tomorrow and Saturday as well.
It's convenient for those wanting to go early to the open house at yeah. 5.
Yeah, if you want to go, have yourself yeah. a beer. Don't drink too much before you come to the open house. Just saying, for public safety and to keep your
sometimes when we say those kinds of things, Jim, we're really talking to ourselves. yeah. But come to the open house tonight.
And get some snacks.
Yeah, yeah, the other thing, too, that I wanted to mention in our limited moments is there's also a Planning Commission meeting tonight. And it's the first time the Planning Commission is going to wrestle with visuals, like kind of a layout of what Evans Vista looks like. Mm-hmm. And so that has this will be the first time that if you're really interested in the site design of Evans Vista neighborhood, where we are trying to get that ready for development of affordable, attainable workforce housing. Now's your chance to think about there's like 6 or 7 different concepts of how to lay that out, and a Planning Commission is going to be working through that tonight. So that's really exciting. And if you want to do both, which, you know, technically happen at the same time, you can go to the Planning Commission or watch them later, and you can go to the open house online for the golf course on Monday. It'll be the same format as tonight's in-person open house. A lot going on, Jim.
But only 90 minutes instead of 2 hours, because there's less
interactive
yeah. Yeah, yeah. stuff.
Yep, exactly.
It's all online.
And I think tonight, too, there's going to be a couple of stakeholder group members who are going to speak to how the stakeholder committees worked through the process. They've met, you know, a dozen or more times to work through the options. So I think a couple representatives will speak to that process, and I think that'll be fascinating. We've not done that before, so it'll be an added bonus for those in person.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. There was a man also who put something up online. Oh, heck. I wish I had the link for it. It was sent to us, and it was about he had drone footage of the golf course and all this other stuff and talking with some of the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think he might have been one of the stakeholders who put this thing together.
Right. Yeah. That's familiar. And
sounds familiar.
And there's also, if you haven't seen the city videos, we've got 3 out there now, and another one about housing coming up shortly.
Oh, there's a third
one
now.
Yeah, there's streets, parks. There's an intro. Mm-hmm. There's a streets and a parks, and then there soon will be a housing one. I think we're going to kind of finalize that today.
Right.
Go check them out. If you've got 4 minutes to try to get a whole kind of big picture view of each of those topics and what it might mean for our future, one way to do that is to go to our YouTube site. It's on our webpage. It's on our Facebook feed. And just watch those videos and share them with friends.
cityofpt.us.
Correctamundo.
Keith,
yeah.
Thanks so much for being here today.
Sure. That's right.
I think we're just about ready to wrap it up. We got about a minute and a half.
Surf's up, I guess.
So, so I know with Taylor, you do this thing where you talk about the music that's coming up.
Sure.
So
I could talk about the music coming up.
I was going to play Hallelujah by Katie Lang at your request because I have it here on my laptop. I could also play an extended version of Maggie May by Rod Stewart, only because somebody mentioned a mandolin.
Yeah.
But it really is, you know, Hallelujah is fine. It's 5.5 minutes. I might have to fade it out at 1 o'clock.
Fade it out.
I'm not sure.
This is a special dedication. I don't get a chance to do this very often.
Really?
But I need to do one of those today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it for anybody in particular?
It's for my dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is your dad still with us?
No longer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this is for him.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Sure. My dad's gone too, and I appreciate that. To the ether. This is Hallelujah by Katie Lang. This has been Brewocracy Now. John, you got me all choked up. Brewocracy Now. Our guest has been Keith Dorock of the PT Public Library. My co-host, John Morrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Keith.
All right. Yeah,
thanks everybody. Me.
heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major left, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty, and the moonlight overthrew ya. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair, she broke your throne and cut your hair. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before, seen this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew ya. And I saw your flag on the marble arch. Our love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah, there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. Well, it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken.
Hallelujah.